Indian politician.
Big Dick Sinbad.
Right. And he forced these local workers at the dam to drain the dam.
Damn.
Did you snort? That? Do you do that when you laugh?
No, I don't.
I think
some people do.
I think maybe everyone does sometimes.
Yeah, if you're laughing really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might come out accidentally. Yeah. Some people do it often. I don't like
snort.
I don't like snorting, laughing people.
I like all kinds of laughs.
Yeah, you got a bigger heart than me.
The bigger the laugh, the better. I don't care if they snort or, you know, I love it when someone has like a really loud and robust laugh.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh more.
It does. Well, they say laughter is contagious.
Yeah, it spreads to people.
Yep, like COVID or AIDS.
I like Big Rich's laugh, our friend.
I was just thinking of Big Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he starts laughing, he's like a big train and he can't be stopped.
I can't imitate it.
Yeah, neither can I. It's
but
unique.
Yeah, it's like a big, loud laugh.
And it's very genuine.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
He doesn't pretend to laugh.
Right.
You know it's a real laugh.
Yes. It's a belly laugh.
It's a laugh that comes from his belly. Oh,
well, that's more like a gorilla.
Sounds like a gorilla.
Yeah, but he is half gorilla.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big
he's a man mountain.
If regular people are chimpanzees, then yes, he's a gorilla.
He's a silverback gorilla.
Yeah.
He really is. He's probably going to listen to this, so shout out Rich.
Big shout out, big hello to our friend, Big Rich.
Big Rich.
With a great big laugh.
Yeah, he's probably laughing right now.
Anyway, Ben, today I used the Lady in the Sky intro.
Beautiful.
I used it because it's relaxing.
It is relaxing.
Also,
yeah,
we're not doing video today.
Why? You're having an ugly day?
No, I just want to relax.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, I've been feeling a little bit burned out recently.
Okay. Low energy.
Yeah, you know, on the weekends I have so much work.
Yeah.
And now it's Monday. I'm just feeling a little bit burned out.
Okay. So you didn't want to sort of have to play it up for the camera.
I don't really feel any pressure to perform any differently for video.
Don't you?
No.
I do a little bit.
You do?
I don't know.
You feel self-conscious?
I'm aware of myself on the video.
Yeah.
I guess that is self-conscious technically. But yeah, it's when there's a camera pointing at you, you tend to behave a little differently.
Yeah, maybe even if it's like, you know, as we say, subconsciously.
Yeah, that's right.
Like you're not, you don't even realize it, but you are doing something. It's subconscious.
Yes. But if you do it often enough, you forget about it.
Right.
Like in the, you know, the wedding job, for example.
When you're being a priest at a wedding.
Yeah, and they're filming you.
That's always weird. They have this big camera and they're running around.
Yeah, I'm used to it. I just have to be careful that I don't do anything stupid on the video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a little bit of added pressure.
It is.
And today I want to relax.
Okay. It's a relaxing
feeling
Monday.
Burned out.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to edit video and audio.
Sure, fair enough. Fair enough.
I want to focus on our bread and butter.
Yeah, back to basics.
Yes, our bread and butter.
That's right. Our main original work.
Our main thing.
Our main thing.
Yes. Yeah. Our bread and butter is an audio podcast.
That's right. That's how we started.
The YouTube channel is growing very, very slowly.
Yeah, slowly. Like a human child.
Yeah. You know. Like a human child.
Yeah.
And I just feel it's a lot of work. And I kind of just feel like, why?
Yeah.
You know?
Fair enough.
There's about 100 people who watch it, you know, fairly religiously. Like every time it comes out, they definitely watch it.
Hardcore YouTube fans.
Yeah. But I just feel like, lot of extra work.
It is. And you do most of all of that work.
Yes, I do. So last week, you were off having a summer dreamland special time.
It was beautiful.
Kayaking. With your brand new kayak.
Yep.
Well, I was stuck at home video editing.
Oh, the opposite. The opposite of what I was doing.
Yeah.
Hey, hang on. I did invite you.
You only invited me after I contacted you.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought, oh, maybe
I said, Abe, hey, Ben, how's your schedule today? And then you were like, oh, actually, I'm going kayaking right now. Do you want to come?
Yeah, yeah. You know, spontaneity. Right. I know you're a spontaneous guy.
But you didn't invite me beforehand.
All right. Well, we're going next Monday as well, so I'm officially inviting you now.
Well, I don't have a kayak, so have fun.
You don't need one.
Me. I'll be video editing.
Your body is a kayak.
I'm not going to swim.
Well,
next to your fancy kayak,
I can attach a rope to you and sort of pull you along.
No,
because I'm quite powerful when I paddle my kayak.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun.
It was super fun. It was the first time taking the kayak out onto the water. So I was a bit nervous.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah.
Looked like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Big Rich got his kayak. And he's a big man, as we know, a big gorilla.
Yes.
So I was expecting him to sink to the bottom of the lake.
But he survived.
He survived. He's still with us.
Good. Anyway, though, I was collecting strange news.
Okay, as you do.
For my Go Go Abe Kiowa podcast.
Right.
And, you know, you went kayaking in a dam?
In a dam.
Right, so the river's dammed and there's like a big kind of lake, right?
There is, yeah. One of the thousands of dams in Japan. Big dam country, Japan.
Lots of dams.
Lots of dams.
Yeah, lots of mountains and rain, so
yes.
Why not make a dam?
And I was worried because I'm not sure about Japanese law and rules when it comes to boating. Right.
Like you're not sure if you're allowed to kayak around the dam.
Yeah. I got no idea where's okay and where's not. And so I researched online.
Yeah.
And basically, you can do whatever you want as long as there's no engine or motor on your boat.
Right.
It's very free. And it reminds me, we've talked about this before, there's a stereotype of Japan as maybe a country with a lot of rules. You know?
Right. It has that reputation.
Definitely.
But there's actually far less rules in many ways.
It's true. Yeah. It's really interesting. It's quite the opposite. You know, you're free to have a fire wherever you like, down by the river, go kayaking wherever you want. There's a lot of freedom.
Drink alcohol in public.
Yep. There's a lot of trust and faith in the citizens, I think.
There's actually far less rules in many cases.
For sure. You can't do any of those things in Australia.
Anyway, I was collecting strange news for Go Go Abe Kiowa Strange News episode.
The news collector.
Yeah. And I came across an article where there was a politician, powerful politician,
mm.
enjoying a kind of similar activity as you.
Doing some kayaking.
He's on a boat, kind of in a reservoir.
All right.
You call it, you know, the kind of lake made by the dam.
Like a man-made lake.
Yeah, yeah, you dam the river and it makes a lake.
Yes.
Just like where you were kayaking. And he dropped his phone, this Indian politician. He dropped his phone in the lake.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Mm.
So can you guess what he did?
He went, oh, fuck, who cares? I'm rich. I'll buy another one.
Oh, no. No, my phone. I have many very important pictures.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Jin the dam.
Yeah, and you know what he did?
What did he do?
He drained the fucking dam.
That's power.
Yeah.
That's a big dick move.
Well, you're saying a big dick move as if it's like a powerful move.
Yeah, powerful move.
But a more common meaning of a dick move,
yes,
is doing something that is very selfish.
Oh, that's true. So I should say it's a
it's a dick move and it's a big dick move.
Well, yeah, the more common phrase to correct myself is that's big dick energy. People use that.
Ben, you don't even know what big dick energy is.
Yeah, that's power move stuff.
No.
It is. Isn't it? No. Have I been wrong about it's that phrase?
BDE?
Yeah.
No, it's a very recent slang.
Yeah. What does it mean? See, I'm old. I don't know what these kids are saying these days.
I don't really want to explain it. It's like someone who's like very, very relaxed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think that, really?
No, it is, yeah, because they have such a big dick.
Oh, so they just don't care.
That they're just like, you know, whatever, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You know, you. Very, very, very confident and chill and relaxed.
I always know if I'm having trouble understanding something about dicks, I can come to you.
Fuck you.
Anyway, this fucking guy drained a whole lake.
Yeah.
Just to find his phone.
And this is how corrupt India is.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning the politicians, you know, they abuse their power.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was able to just kind of force people to drain the dam so that he could get his smartphone back.
Okay.
Now, draining a dam takes some time.
Yes, it does. I mean,
hurry up, drain this goddamn dam.
Flood the villages. I don't care.
Yeah, right.
How many people's homes were damaged because of that?
I don't think anyone was hurt or anything like that.
Flood a city.
You know, it takes time to drain a dam.
Yeah, absolutely. It must have been a good phone.
And listen to this. He got the lake like 90% empty.
Mm.
Finally, a more powerful politician heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear? He is draining this dam just to get his phone.
And the more powerful politician was like, what?
Fill it up?
Yeah, stop it right now.
Mm. Okay.
So he drained 90% of the dam.
So close.
And then the more powerful politician found out what he was doing.
Oh, wow.
And stopped him.
Yeah. That's mean. He's 90% there. Just let him finish. Come on. He must have had some very, very important things on that phone.
If I dropped my phone, I would definitely want to get it back.
Yeah, but would you drain a lake for it?
No, I would hire a scuba diver.
Right? Wouldn't you just hire one diver? Even if you hired 10 divers, it would be much easier than draining a dam.
Well, I guess, you know, he was there. And so, you know, he had his government identification.
Yeah.
So he just pushed the people around.
Okay.
Like he was like, you know, do you know who I am? And he like was like, you know, I'm Big Dick Indian politician.
Big Dick Sinbad.
Right. And he forced these local workers at the dam to drain the dam.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy. Maybe he had some secret photos on his phone, you know, some sexy stuff
with his
girlfriend.
But, you know, it's safe.
Government secrets.
I don't think he was that high up as a politician.
Right.
But he was powerful enough to force these local dam worker guys to drain the dam.
Wow. Scary. You know, I respect dams, but I have a fear of them. Have you ever seen a dam being drained?
I have.
It's incredible to watch the power.
When they do like a full release?
Yeah, full release.
I've never seen that in person.
Because all this pressure's building up and then it just shoots out. It's crazy. And I always imagine being in the dam and getting sucked down into the pump or something. I have a fear of that. So when I was kayaking with Rich, I told him we have to stay away from that wall.
Yeah.
We might get sucked into the dam, the drain, you know. He wasn't worried about that.
No, you're on the surface of the water.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You're safe up there.
There's a lot of power potential.
Stay away from the edge.
Stay away from I think that's a good
general safety.
Yeah.
Just stay away from the edge.
I think so. Speaking of phones, a giant centipede came into my house.
Ah, a giant centipede. You're terrified of those.
Yeah.
Mukade. Was it trying to kill you?
Of course it was. This thing was so big, I made eye contact with it. It was standing up on its back legs, rearing up. It did. It was about 20 centimeters
long. And it looked at you right in the eyes?
With its beady little eyes.
20 centimeters? No way.
It was the length of a pen.
Really?
So, yeah, 10 centimeters.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. And I screamed for my wife. Because I don't deal with that stuff. That's her job.
Even that one that's that big?
Especially one that's that big.
Oh. I thought maybe you'd be a man.
No.
Take it out.
I said, honey, help me. And I put the blanket over my head and I said, make it go away.
Is it gone yet? Mm.
So she got a tissue, one single tissue.
And really?
And picked it up like a psycho.
A psycho.
And I said, put it outside.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you're such a baby. You're such a princess baby.
Did she throw it on you?
Well, that's what I knew because she always does this. She tries to put the things on me.
Oh.
And I was trying to take a photo of it and she tried to put it on me and I panicked. I flipped out and I threw my phone across the room and it smashed against the wall. I broke my fucking phone, and I love this phone.
You see, Ben, this is a perfect example about how your strange fear of animals...
It's not strange.
...is, you know, negatively affecting your life.
Yeah, tell me about it. I have hurt myself. I've broken many things because of my panic reaction to creepy crawlies.
Creepy crawlies, little bugs and stuff.
Stuff like that. Yeah. And I've never, I've never seen an insect, a centipede of that size.
That was the biggest one you'd ever seen.
Oh, easily.
And it was in your house.
It was in my house.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those things hurt quite a lot if they bite you, I've heard.
They're venomous.
Are they?
They are. They're venomous. They got venom.
What kind of venom? Like...
I don't know. Probably something that stops your heart or affects your brain.
They're not deadly.
Neurotoxic. So I need a new phone. Damn it.
Well, at least you didn't drop it in the dam.
True. True. I came close.
Because you don't have the power to force people to drain a dam.
No, but I can force my kids to do stuff. I could put them in like a diving suit and lower them down on a rope. So you're not coming up till you get Papa's phone.
Oh, hold on. I have a bit of an update. Update!
Is that the update sound?
Oh, you don't like it?
No, I don't.
Update!
Better.
Is that better?
We're getting closer.
Update.
Natural progression.
Here's the update.
All right.
I have a little bit of an apology.
To me?
No.
Oh.
To the police.
Oh, really? You want to apologize to the cops?
A little bit.
Just a little.
Just a little.
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple of episodes ago, you were attacking the police.
No, I was shaming.
Shaming them?
I was shaming the media.
You named and shamed a few groups.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because they deserve the shame.
They absolutely do.
For letting Johnny, pervert pedophile,
yeah,
molest boys for decades.
Yeah, should have been in jail a long time
ago. Should have been in jail.
Yeah.
But I do have a slight apology for the police.
Okay.
Because after our episode, I got some more information, some more details.
Oh, some juicy details.
Yeah, about why Johnny was able to not get arrested.
Why he was able to act with impunity.
Yes, why no one could stop him.
No punishment.
Why he was so brazen.
Yeah, brazen.
So many people learned that word from our podcast.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So brazen.
So brazen, so horny.
So out in the open.
Yeah.
Right? Not even trying to hide it. He's got all these boys in his house.
Like draining a dam for a phone. It's fucking brazen.
That's very brazen too, yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. Now, first of all, the age of consent in Japan is 13 years old.
Still?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like way too young.
Way too young. Way too
15,
young.
Maybe 16?
Yeah, but there's a law which says you can't be too much older than that person, surely.
No, there isn't.
So I could have sex with a 13-year-old person legally, yes, legally in Japan.
Legally, yes, apparently you could if they agree.
Wow.
I know. Shocking, isn't it?
It's so easy to make a 13-year-old agree to stuff. You just say, hey, do you want a Nintendo game?
They're not old enough to, you know, understand and make these decisions.
Man, when I was 13, yeah, I would have fucked anyone just to have a PlayStation game, you know.
Even Johnny?
Even Johnny.
God, Ben. Well, anyway, that's the law.
Right.
Okay. The police don't make the laws.
No, they don't. They just enforce them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. And here's the even more shocking thing. Until 2017, rape and other sexual crimes were legally only something that can happen to girls.
Ah, okay. So you can't rape a male.
Yes.
Or you couldn't rape a male.
Yes. There's no law about having sex with boys. There's statutory rape.
Right.
Which means the person is too young to be able to agree to have sex.
Yes.
So even if it's not violent, it's still rape.
Yes.
Yes. Now, that's what Johnny was doing.
Sure.
It wasn't overly violent, but it was coerced.
Yeah, and some of these boys were under 13.
Yes.
Mm.
But even if they're under 13, there's no law against him having sex with them.
Interesting.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, I guess there was a little loophole.
It's a big loophole.
He slipped into the loophole.
A huge loophole.
Yeah.
And they didn't close that loophole. They didn't fix this law until 2017.
Wow. Too late.
Until 2017, Johnny wasn't breaking the law by having sex with these boys. And that's the reason why I was so confused.
What? Somebody tell me if I'm getting this wrong. The police decided not to charge him because he wasn't their parents. What?
Yeah.
If
that was a weird point.
If it's a family member, then it is against the law.
Oh, yeah. Stupid.
Yeah. And this was just so shocking to me.
Really weird. Well, you know what they say? Better late than never.
Better late than never.
At least they've amended or, you know, fixed this
finally
law.
They've changed the law
in
2017.
But too little, you know, better late than never, but also too little too late for his victims.
Yes, yeah. Way too little, way too late.
Yeah.
That means, you know, not good enough.
Not
right?
good enough.
Too little too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in 2017, Johnny was already 85 years old.
Yeah.
And that's when he finally stopped molesting boys under 13.
Oh, okay.
So he was like, oh, damn, now I can only molest 13-year-olds.
I'm 85. I'm retiring from the under 13 game.
I'm going to miss my 10-year-old boys.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. What's the difference? 10, 13.
Anyway, yeah. But that's the law.
Right.
That was the law, and now that is the law. So the police couldn't really do anything about what he's doing.
Yeah, they had their hands tied.
Kind of.
Powerless.
But I don't really care because it's like you're the police. You're supposed to protect people, and it's fucking kids, man.
Yeah, hide some drugs in his car or something.
Somebody do something.
Take him down. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody do something.
You got it.
But you see why I owe a little bit of an apology to the police.
Yeah, kind of. The whole system failed those kids.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So
completely. That's so unbelievable. I could have sex with a 13-year-old. I find that really hard to believe.
That's really gross.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not change that to be just even a few years older?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
This law really, really should change just a few years older.
What do you think?
I mean,
I'll say at least 16. Absolute minimum.
Really? 16?
Yeah, I'd say minimum.
I think 16 is fair, but it gets kind of complicated because, yeah, I think that, okay, here's my fix.
Okay.
I'd say the age of consent should be 14.
Oh.
Yeah, but
hot take.
But
yeah,
there's only a 3-year window.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the law, you know.
So that means if you're 18, you legally cannot have sex with a 14-year-old.
Yeah, you have to be within 3 years of their age.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you're 17, then you're like right barely kind of on the edge, and it has to be consensual.
Oh, for sure, it always does.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I think 14's too young to be having sex. I just do.
But different people, you know, develop differently. Like
They do. It's just, yeah, and it's a good point because, you know, adults can manipulate teenagers easily.
Yeah, so you need to have that extra law that says if you're more than 3 years older, then you can't get consent no matter what.
Yes. Well, I think that is currently the law in Australia, something very close to that.
And that goes up until 18.
Right. And then legs open. It's a free-for-all.
And after 18, you can make your own decisions.
You can do whatever you want.
So that means a 17-year-old could have a boyfriend who's 20, but not 21.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's where it gets kind of
sticky.
You know.
Mm. Yeah. It does.
Anyway.
But we have to have some laws in place. There's no such thing as a perfect law or society, but right. we should always be trying to improve it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So anyway, that's our hot take.
Hot take.
Our controversial opinion.
I don't think it's that.
Well, you said 16.
I think 16.
So that means like a 50-year-old man can have sex with a 16-year-old girl?
If he wants, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, no, probably.
I think go ahead and make it 14 because I don't think 15, it should be illegal for junior high school students to have sex with each other.
No, I guess not. If they're properly educated, you know.
It shouldn't be illegal. It shouldn't be a crime. But there has to be a limit to how big the age difference can be.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to change. Yeah. 16 is too young. 16 and a 50-year-old. Yeah. That's a bit.
Right. You need a limit of until they turn 18, there has to be a limit of how big the age gap can be.
Yes. You got to finish school at least.
85-year-old gross Johnny molesting a 13-year-old.
Yeah. I don't understand.
And that's legal, you know?
It's weird, isn't it? You know, as I get older, I find myself more attracted to people my age.
Right.
It's a weird thing. You know, when I was a high school kid, I thought, ugh, a 40-year-old woman, ugh, she's like a grandma.
But then you get older.
Yeah, and I'm like, ooh, I like these 40-year-old mamas.
And the 20-year-olds seem like kids.
Oh, I really feel the generation gap.
Yeah.
With this new generation, social media generation,
like, you know, the TikTok generation,
the TikTokers. Yeah. It's so very different from our teenage experience.
It's hard to relate.
Very hard. Yeah, very hard.
Anyway, Ben, we're going on and on. Let's wrap it up.
Yep. Send us your questions, comments, thoughts on this issue. Anything's okay.
Anything's okay. If you've got a question, just ask Ben and Ava.
Anything's okay. As long as you're at least 18.
Yeah, come to Twitter, come to Instagram, send us a message, send us a question.
Please.
Come to YouTube, subscribe, help us get motivated to make videos because...
Do it.
Feeling burnt out.
Abe's feeling burnt out, guys.
Feeling a little burnt out.
We need to light a fire under his ass.
Maybe I'll release this episode, but just as like audio on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Because some people like YouTube for the subtitles.
That's a big benefit.
They find it very useful to listen and read the subtitles at the same time.
Absolutely.
So maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
That's pretty darn easy and quick to do.
That seems reasonable.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Bye-bye.